Over on Apple TV Plus, we have a new period drama arriving on Friday the 12th of April. It's called Franklin, and here's a clip.
Benjamin Franklin. The Congress has sent me here as a representative of the United States to elicit France in our war against England. America requires men, money, and arms. Without your aid, the United States will end before it has begun.
Well, not long ago, Hannah, we were talking about a famous episode in American history, the assassination of President Lincoln, and the hunt for the killer in the series Manhunt. Well, we've got another bit of American history here. We're going back to towards the end of the War of Independence, okay, in the 18th century. And the colonies, as they were then, are basically about to lose the war to Britain. They're running low on arms and manpower. So, Benjamin Franklin, played by the brilliant Michael Douglas, yeah, great to see him in this, is dispatched to France to persuade the French to send ships, arms, soldiers, and help them beat their great enemy, Britain. As with Manhunt, I thought, is this going to be a bit dry? But it's actually really good. Michael Douglas is great as Franklin, who's an interesting character because as well as being a statesman, he's also a scientist and had done a lot of experiments using electricity. So it's based on a book. What's quite nice is that Franklin, who arrives in France as a bit of a celebrity because of his scientific experiments, he takes his grandson, William Temple Franklin, played by Noah Jupe, with him. So they have quite a nice relationship. And the encounters with these French aristocrats and politicians and the king are really well done. And I've got to tell you, you will see the greatest powdered wig you have ever seen in a period drama. I'm not going to describe it. It's just absolutely hilarious and really well done. So he's a bit of a flirt as well. He's sort of charming these women. There's a composer played by Ludivine Sagnier and a widow played by Jean Balibar. So yeah, a lot of it is in French with English subtitles, which I liked. Very authentic. Douglas is in fine form. He's great as Franklin. He's really convincing. He really looks the part and he performs it well. So, got to say, pleasantly surprised. What did you think, Hannah?
Well, it was good to see, or is good to see, Michael Douglas, isn't it? I think it's great. And as you say, the wigs are quite incredible. The thing that I love about stuff like this is, I always say this, is that you learn something personally. I feel like, you know, it kind of fills in a bit of information for me. And, you know, I didn't realise that it is actually based on a book as well. And so you kind of see part of history. You see, and I don't know, Michael Douglas, it feels like he's completely, as all good actors would, really understood and studied the part, I think. So you kind of, he's totally credible, totally, you know, you can totally believe everything that he's saying, that he kind of has got under the skin of this person. And it's such a crucial point in Franklin's life as well, you know. So it's that moment in time where you see everything kind of come together, and so it's really, really dramatic in places. I am not a massive fan of subtitles. I just find it massively distracting. The children do it all the time. Just put subtitles on, even when it's in English, and we all understand it. It's so annoying. And I just find myself looking at them and nothing else. But I do concur with you on this occasion. It does make it feel authentic, and it is the right thing to do. But in the main, just putting it out there, I don't like them.
Fair enough. And I should name check a couple of English stars in this one. You've got Danny Mays playing a doctor, and the wonderful Eddie Marsan playing the future American president, John Adams.